people with real jobs.
Hello? Oh.
Self-employed people. Which do you want to be? This is Certifiably Unemployable. It's time to fire the boss and become self-employed. Maybe you need a push to get that business or side gig going that you've been dreaming about for years. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can listen to stories and get experience from people who've done it. Get ready to change your life. Broadcasting from the compound, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And this is Sean Dean.
Welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. I am your host, Sean Dean, and thank you for making us a part of your busy week. Certifiably Unemployable is all about the self-employment, the entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, brand new, veteran, we've got your back. We're here to 100% support you. And it's also a platform for us to educate and help one another fine-tune the skill set to be a better entrepreneur, to be a better business owner, right? When you're certifiably unemployable, you 100% understand the power of being self-employed. And don't forget to check us out at certifiablyunemployable.com. You can also, at that space, actually, you'll be able to find us. You'll be able to find the merchandise where you can get some great entrepreneurial gear, such as t-shirts, tank tops. We even have some masks and some different things here to let everybody know that you're 100% unemployable. All right. You can also check out our blog, our resources. We've got some really cool things on our resource tab, and that's going to continue to expand. So we do appreciate your support there. You can also check us out on Facebook, YouTube. And if you're listening to this live or watching this actually on YouTube, you can make some comments and different things, because we want to make sure that we always build the correct content for you as our listener and our subscriber. So this week, episode 33, we're going to kick off a series that's going to focus on the industry of network marketing, right? People also refer to it as multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, you know, person to person. There's all sorts of different ways where people, you know, they don't want to consider it multi-level marketing. They don't want to consider it network marketing. So there's all sorts of different ways to, give that industry a name. So the main reason why I want to talk about this is I feel, number one, network marketing has been huge in my life, and not necessarily just about the financial aspect, but about opening my eyes to business, understanding relationships. Some of the best relationships I have in my life, including my wife, my business partner, some of my mentors that I still connect with each and every day, I met inside of the network marketing space. And you know, one of the things with network marketing and multi-level marketing is it really does have a bad rep in many eyes. And I believe the reason why that is because people really don't have a firm education on what network marketing is all about. And so that's one of the things I wanted to focus on with this series. I'm going to tell you my story about how network marketing impacted my life. I'm also going to give you some reasons why I think network marketing is powerful, because there's a lot of people right now listening that maybe you own a business. Maybe it's not doing exactly what you want it to do. Maybe you're looking to take some skills from another industry to fine tune that business. Or maybe there's people listening right now that are looking for something to start. You know, they don't have a lot of capital. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have anything really substantial to, you know, to put down and say, this is what I can do business-wise. So I think network marketing gives you a lot of opportunities in many aspects. If you're a business owner and you simply join a network marketing company just to help build some other relationships and maybe help come out of your comfort zone and create some other relationships that you otherwise wouldn't have obtained, network marketing is perfect for that. Or maybe you're looking to start a brand new business with zero capital. Network marketing is perfect for that. So I'm going to tell you my story. You know, I actually was first introduced to network marketing when I was 18 years old. And shoot, that was, I was born in 76. So that was in the early mid 90s, right? I was just about 18 years old. I was first introduced to a network marketing company that was in the telecommunications industry. We focused on long distance telephone coverage, right? Long distance. Yep. Pagers. They even got into cell phones, things of that nature. It's all telecommunications built. And as a matter of fact, that company's still around today. It's been a very strong and reputable company. It's put millions of dollars in many people's pockets. But what that company taught me was understanding the power of a system, right? Because they had such a good system. They 100% wanted you as the new entrepreneur to focus on A, B, and C and just keep it simple, right? And that's one thing that's huge about the network marketing industry is that the system works. And the reason why a lot of people get a bad rep when it comes to network marketing is because they don't make money. It's because they, as human beings, make it difficult and they don't what? They don't follow the system. So they don't make the money they should make. You know, and I'm not going to lie. There's people inside the industry that 100% paint the wrong picture. They say, you know, join our team. It's going to grow exponentially without any work and you're going to become rich. Well, guess what? Let's be real. In reality, that doesn't happen with anything. So if you think it's going to be a get-rich-quick scheme with network marketing, that's not what network marketing is all about. You know, and so over the course of this series, I want to be able to educate you and be able to allow you to understand what to look for in a network marketing company, what not to look for in a network marketing company, what makes it valid, what makes the compensation plan powerful, and many other things. It's all about educating you in the process because I know the impact it's had in my life. And I will tell you, just like any business, it's not always easy, but it's a lot of fun. And you know what's nice about network marketing is that you could take somebody that has no specific education level and they have the same opportunity as the person with much more college or much more of a higher education as far as, you know, university or whatever the case may be. So it doesn't discriminate when it comes to education levels or anything else. So I'm going to kind of give you some reasons why network marketing is powerful. I'm going to give you some examples of how it affected my life throughout this whole thing. You know, one of the things that I love about network marketing is the flexibility. It allows you to work from anywhere. Literally, you don't have to be at home. You don't have to be anywhere. You can simply be at home if you want, which is nice, especially right now with what's going on. We're still in this pandemic. People are looking for more opportunities at home. And think about the stay-at-home moms or the stay-at-home dads, where they've got their spouse out there earning majority of the money that's coming into the household, right? And all they want to do is make enough money to say that they provide financially. Maybe it's just enough money to make their car payment or, you know, go out to dinner a couple of times a month and they don't have to put that pressure on their spouse. That has a huge impact. It might not seem like a lot, but think about it. Think about it. They say in the world of bankruptcies, in the world of financial trouble, that an extra $300-$400 into a household would 100% solve many, many, many issues. That would solve majority of the issues. That would help with the bankruptcy rate. That would help with the foreclosure rating. That would help with a lot of these marriages because people go through marital problems all the time because of financial trouble, right? So that's another reason why network marketing is huge because you can work from anywhere. So you can have a stay-at-home mom who's got a lot going on at home with the kids, a stay-at-home dad. They've got all of these things happening because they're full-time busy at home. Well, while that's happening, they can be building a side business inside of the network marketing industry, okay? Because it's very flexible. Because you have your own schedule. That's another point. Your own schedule. You don't have to clock in at 9 o'clock and stop at 2. No, you work the network marketing business while you're out doing other things. And that's all part of the system. That's all part of how you're trained. That's how all part of making the system work. And a big part of that in the system, folks, is that if you decide to join a network marketing company, you want to make sure that you find the right leadership. You want to make sure that you find the right mentor, the right person who's going to show you the proper way. If you have a support system that is not able or they have no interest in showing you how to properly do certain things and work with you and understand what your goals, then that's not the right leader. That's not the right team to be with. Most network marketing companies also have a low cost of entry. So you don't have to come up with a lot of capital. In many cases, you may just have to get on their auto ship of product. You want to test the products and things of that nature. And there's specific reasons why that matters, not just to buy the product and to run volume through your business, but you also want to be a product of the product. You want, you know, you can't say, hey, this is a great product, but I've never tried it, right? You can't do that. Or this service is fantastic. And someone asks you, well, how does it work? You know what? I haven't tried it yet, but it's fantastic. Really? So you got to be a product of the product 100%. No employees. That's a bonus in many cases. You know, when you're out building a network marketing business, you've got product sales, you've got volume coming through because you're sharing all these different things. You can also recruit and you can bring other people with you, but that person is not considered your employee. They are also an independent business owner. They're in business for themselves, but the best part is they're not by themselves. And that's another point that I really like about network marketing is that you're part of a team, you're part of a group, you're part of a culture. Everybody's out there to do the same thing, and that's to help build this awareness of this product or this service. And I'll get back to that point as to why I feel that is huge. There's one thing about the whole getting paid a referral fee and all that stuff, which I want to kind of break into a little bit. No billing or account receivable. So you don't have to bill people. You don't have to, you know, the company does that for you. Let's say I say, you know, hey, I've got this app that I love. This mobile app is fantastic and it costs $10 a month and you can use it. Guess what? When I sign you up and you take the trial and then you decide you're going to pay $10 a month every month, the company bills you. The company handles all that. But guess what? They pay me a commission because I'm the one that referred you. It's no different than if you have a cable provider and you love the cable provider and they're going to give you a referral fee if you tell your mom or your dad about it. It's no different. So, you know, there's people out there that are like, well, you're only sharing that with me because you're going to get a referral fee. So the company decided rather than to advertise through these brick and mortar industries and pay for the billboards and all this television advertising and stuff like that, they decided to take that revenue that they would otherwise spend on advertising and share it with people like myself because we're sharing the product. So that's very common in the marketplace, more and more and more. And that was 100% started by the industry of network marketing. So when people, or if you've been one of those person or one of those people in the past where you're like, well, you know, why would I want someone to earn a commission by, you know, by buying a product? Well, why not? Right? It's no different than going to a grocery store, buying a product. If you didn't go to that grocery store and buy those products, those employees wouldn't get paid. That manager wouldn't get paid. The owner wouldn't get paid. It's no different. It's a referral base. So a lot of it is this stigma in your brain about the industry of network marketing. But I'll tell you, it's a life changer. It really can bring a lot of answers and it can fix a lot of problems in someone's household. But you have to educate yourself. And that's what this series is all about, because I want you, the entrepreneur, to be educated. Another thing that's great about it is no commuting. You don't have to drive anywhere. You know, you work your business while you're out. You don't go out to work your business, right? You can simply do it from your computer. You can do Zoom calls. You can talk to people about it that way. You can do Facebook Lives. I mean, there's so many things you can do. You can broadcast on YouTube and talk about the product. You don't have to go anywhere to work your network marketing business. So what does that do? That keeps money in your household, keeps money in your pocket, which ultimately is going to help you. Residual income. Now that is priceless. And that was when I was first getting started in the industry of network marketing. I remember, with the long distance service, I had it set up on my phone because I was living on my own. Actually, I was sharing a place with my sister, but I didn't live with my parents, right? And I had my own phone bill. So I switched over my service over to the company that I was with, and my pager, I switched my pager service with the company that I was with, and I started sharing the savings of my bills with other people, so they also would take advantage of the service. Well, after a couple months, I got my first check. My first check, I think, was like $14.38. Didn't seem like a lot of money. But guess what? The next month, those same customers that I already sold a service to one time, I got that check again. Plus, I got more because I was telling more and more people about it. When I got that first check, I realized it's real. It makes sense. It's real. So then I started to understand what it's like to have residual income. Being able to do that work one time and getting paid over and over again, that is powerful. Think about an artist like Billy Joel, who records a song like Piano Man. And as much as he dislikes that song now, because it really is worn out for him, because he's been singing it since, what, 1973 or before? But every time it's played, every time it's downloaded, every time something happens with Piano Man, he has the ability to earn residual income. That's powerful. So residual income is huge, and we will 100% talk more about residual income in this network marketing series, because it's all about that education. I talked a little bit about having a system, and that's big, because they are, you know, the network marketing is a lot like a franchise. A franchise is a model that works. So let's say you were to buy a McDonald's. How much money are you going to have to buy a McDonald's? A lot of liquid. You're going to have a lot of money, because you've got to build out the restaurant. You've got to support your staff. You've got to turn on the lights and all that stuff. But McDonald's has a system. They're going to show you, this is how you make the burger. This is how you make the fries. This is how you make the chicken nuggets, right? Well, that's the same as a network marketing company. The system is already in place, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. All you have to do is follow the process. And guess what? Again, low cost of entry. You know what? You might spend $500 to get involved in an opportunity. You might spend $50 to get involved in an opportunity out of pocket. So it's very low entry, but having that system in place is huge. I also said earlier that you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. You're going to receive help, encouragement, and support from others in the same profession. And if you're with a good company, you're with a good team, it doesn't matter whether they're directly connected to you through your binary comp plan or Unilevel or whatever, whether they're connected to you financially or not. If you're with a good company and a good team, they 100% are going to have your back, give you the support, because they want that company recognition and they want the company they're building to be successful. Again, they're building something that is going to be long-term. That's why you see some of these companies like Amway, ACN, you see, you know, OrganoGold, you see a lot of these companies that have been around for so many years. It's because they have a system that works and they've got leaders out there that are pushing the right message. And so having support from other team members, whether they're crossline, downline, upline, sideline, whatever the case may be, it's huge, because that's not only going to help them, it's going to help you, but it's going to build that company and that brand awareness. Another huge thing is personal growth, because when you're following a system and when you're forcing yourself to maybe get a little uncomfortable, talk about products, and you know, you're 100% holding yourself accountable, plus you've got a team that's holding you accountable, it helps with personal growth. This is big in my opinion, and it's 100% a component of network marketing. The personal growth you must experience along with the growth of your business is 100% essential, because you learn not only to push yourself, but to motivate your team, to help support one another. And so it really does help a lot with personal growth. It helps you learn to listen, learn to care about others, because it's not about you necessarily. It's about helping other people. And when you help enough people achieve their goals, then naturally your goals are going to benefit you, specifically in network marketing. You also build social skills because you're out there sharing products and you're talking about things that now you're passionate about, you enjoy, right? You're excited about it. So it helps you communicate on a totally different level. It allows you to help others on a massive scale. I mean, you have no idea what it feels like unless you've been inside the industry of network marketing for someone who's never made their own money, someone who's never done anything other than work for somebody else. And I guess made their own money is not the right term, because even if you're an employee, you're still making your own money, but your own money inside your own business is really what I was referencing. When they reach out to you and they say, you know what? I got my first check. And this is awesome. When someone believes in themselves and they say, I can do it now, that is massive, because now they've got a story to tell, right? Now they have the ability to go out and say, I've never done this before. I didn't know what I was doing. All I did was I followed A, B, and C. And guess what? I'm making money, but I'm following the system. In many cases, network marketing is quickly profitable, again, because you have such a low entry of cost that normally the company, successful companies, have something in place where you have like a fast start, where you can get started. And if you do just a couple of things, they make it simple. You can put money in your pocket. And a lot of times you'll get what you've started with, you'll get that back a couple weeks, 30 days, roughly. And in most businesses, you don't show any profit, especially if it's a brick and mortar company or a franchise or something of that nature. You won't show a profit for 2 or 3 years down the road in a lot of cases. So quick profitability is huge. Another thing that I love is that you can build your business by using the internet. 9 times out of 10, you can build your entire network marketing business over the internet with Zoom calls, Skype, Facebook, just ads, sending people to your website, allowing them to fill out a form so you can contact them back. You will put them in front of tools that would engage them through the process. So you're not having to explain anything, because again, that's part of the system, right? And you're working for yourself. So it's so low in stress. You don't have to worry about answering to a boss. You know, yeah, you're going to set goals for yourself just like every business, and it's not always going to be easy, but your level of stress is going to be so much lower. You can also involve your kids. You're working from home. You can have them do fun things and different things, and you can involve your spouse. And so network marketing, in my opinion, is one of those industries that you really want to allow yourself to really educate. I will tell you, there's a lot of network marketing companies out there that don't have the right intention, and so they don't last long. And then you also see those companies that build, they do very well, and then they decide to take a different course of action. And so if you're building a company like that and they decide to take a different course of action and they decide, you know what, we started doing this, it's not really what we want to do anymore, so we're going to move off a little bit. You have to be willing to adapt, or you can always find another opportunity. So it's okay to switch companies. It's okay. But as long as you keep integrity and as long as you keep your team in check and you are a good leader, you can normally bring your team with you to any other opportunity. So how has network marketing changed my life? That's how I started in the world of being an entrepreneur. I loved being able to connect with like-minded people. I love the fact that I didn't have to prove to anyone before they accepted me into their business. I met my wife inside network marketing. I had the ability to work with my family, my parents, my uncles, my aunts, some of my best friends inside of the network marketing industry. I met my business partner in network marketing, which without all of those things, I would not be where I'm at right now. And so over the course of this series, you're going to hear from leaders that have made a lot of money in the industry, You're going to hear from people that really understand what it's like to truly build a strong network marketing company, and also what not to do, what to do, and what to look for when you're building network marketing. If you're interested in getting started in network marketing and you just want to chat, you can reach out to me. You can send me a message privately on Facebook, or you can email us through our website, certifiablyunemployable.com. But the industry of network marketing is huge, but it's highly, highly underrated, because normally people are not well educated in the industry. So before you make an opinion, educate yourself, right? And you have to make sure that you are speaking the right words about the right industry, you know? Does that make sense? You don't want to sit here and say, oh, that's a scam, when you have no idea what you're talking about. Because number one, you don't want to sound like you're an idiot, right? You don't want to sound like you're uneducated. So you want to make sure that you understand it better, and it's just going to help you. Whether it's for you or not, it doesn't matter, but educate yourself before you make that final judgment. So I encourage you to follow through and listen to these other episodes, and listen to what differences an industry like network marketing can make. And we'll tell you the good, we'll tell you the bad, and we'll tell you the ugly, because we want you to make an informed decision. So don't forget to like our information. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share. And don't forget to let us know what kind of content you want to hear on Certifiably Unemployable. Until next time.
You've been listening to Certifiably Unemployable. Ready to fire the boss yet? You're on your way. Sean has been self-employed for over 20 years. So if that's something that you want to do, something you've been dreaming about for years, Sean has all the knowledge, good, bad, and indifferent. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and Instagram at Certifiably Unemployable. Find us on YouTube and at www.certifiablyunemployable.com. Till next time, this is Certifiably Unemployable, signing off.